We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
It's a pretty big day for the state of Kansas. Non-sports-wise, anyway, the Kansas Department of Education expected to hand down their recommendations or guidelines of how we're going to go back to school in the fall for elementary and high school. About 33 minutes ago, Kansas Department of Education's Twitter feed said discussion is underway this morning about the, quote, Navigating Change, Kansas Guide to Learning and School Safety Operations, unquote, document. And the superintendent at Valley Center, Corey Gibson, who is a chair of the Oversight Committee, is sharing how the document was created. And in a series of tweets, they have the Kansas Department of Education is laying that out on Twitter. So I don't know if anything beyond that has been officially announced, but for those of you that have kids, or if you're teachers or administrators, today's a very big day in the state of Kansas when it comes to going back to school and how that's going to look and feel. So I guess everybody, depending on your view, keep your fingers crossed on the curve. We don't even talk about flattening the curve anymore, do we? I mean, considering how big of a hot spot Sedgwick County and Wichita in particular has become. So
apparently one of the hottest ones in the country.
I guess. Yep. They're sending national news reporters and doing reports.
Yes, they are.
From here. All right. Let's get to the Syndio HRO Twitter question in light of Chris Jones' $80 million deal and Brett Veach's wizardry and getting him under the cap and Mahomes under the cap and everybody else. We focus on interior linemen. And you kind of have to maybe try to be a little bit of a football geek here for a little bit and limiting this to just interior defensive linemen. Who you got? And I only had three because, honestly, they're really only two and a half really well-known interior defensive linemen that would
get any run here. You got the three that are well-known.
Yeah, and the rest of the sexy dudes are edge rushers, and so that's not what we're talking about here. Chris Jones, Fletcher Cox, or Aaron Donald, who you got? Those are widely recognized as the top three, although as you kind of were joking about it, but it's kind of sort of serious. If Aaron Donald is a 99 on Madden, then that's probably a pretty good place to start. He's pretty much an alien. As far as his speed, explosiveness, being a pass rusher, being a run stopper, he was double teamed on 68% of his snaps last year, which if I'm playing against him, that would have been 98. But and he still led the NFL in still led the NFL in pass rush win rate. That's a thing at 24%.
He's one of those rare guys that can wreck a game. There aren't many guys like that that can do it. But Aaron Donald can wreck a game. So he's probably still number one.
And a guy that you don't hear of a lot but has been doing this for a while is Fletcher Cox with the Eagles.
Yeah.
He's an outstanding athlete. The whole thing about being an interior defensive lineman is, can you command double teams, but or can you still rush the passer despite that? Be a space eater, but then on a passing situation, you're able to get to the quarterback. And you talk about unicorns. I mean, first of all, Aaron Donald is the defensive unicorn, if Patrick Mahomes is the offensive one. But if you got a pass rusher that's not on the edge and commands double and triple teams, then you got something. And that's why it's so satisfying for Chiefs fans that they locked up Chris Jones, who was double teamed on 70% of his snaps.
That's something.
But he still had 9 sacks, 27 pressures, and 8 tackles for loss, and 20 other quarterback hits. Where, I guess I could answer my own question, where did he come from? And DeForest Buckner and Akeem Hicks are honorable mention. But
Cameron Hayward, too, from Pittsburgh.
Cam Hayward, yeah. And DeMarcus Lawrence, is he an interior defensive lineman or is he an edge rusher? Anyway. By the way, Chris Jones shares my birthday. Did not know that either.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be damned. And he's only 26.
Just turned 26.
You're not 26.
I am not. Mississippi State is the answer. That's where he came from.
Correct.
All right. So, there are
Kenny
your...
Kenny Clark with Green Bay is pretty good, too. I mean, you got some guys that are pretty good there, but you got the three headliners.
Yeah.
No
Geno
question.
Atkins, Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Jarrell Casey. You guys probably have a top 10 interior defensive lineman.
Probably.
All right, so... Aaron Donald's getting 51.3% of the vote. Chris Jones, 41.7%. Fletcher Cox bringing up the rear at 7% of the vote. The who you got interior alignment. Myles Garrett worth a $125 million deal.
Ooh. I got to admit, I did a little bit of a double take on that. But, no, I guess. I mean, as long as he's not swinging his helmet.
If they could, is he still suspended? Or have we
relaxed that? I don't know if it carries over. I'm not positive.
We figured that out?
I don't know.
Well, whatever. I mean, talk about the Chiefs wrapping up their weapons. I don't know that the Browns have much of an excuse if they sign Myles Garrett. I mean, they've got everything they could want except for the wins and Baker Mayfield throwing it to the right guy. That's a team that, if you just look on paper, looks pretty similar to the Chiefs to me. Very similar. But I don't know if it will translate. I mean, you got Odell Beckham Jr., you got Landry, you got Mayfield, you got Kareem Hunt and Chubb in the backfield. Garrett defensively, that cornerback from Ohio State they drafted a couple of years ago. That's a similar-looking team, at least on paper, that Kansas City has. But the disconnect, the big disconnect is the explosiveness plus the efficiency at quarterback for one team and not so much on the other. But anyway, that's their problem, not ours. Let's see. What else? Oh, Tiger's returning for his first PGA Tour event without fans, though, unfortunately, at the Memorial. Will we get to hear him cuss this weekend?
Oh,
going back to Dublin?
I guess. Maybe. I mean, you know. I'll tell you what, it's not like I wouldn't have been watching anyway, but I'm definitely locked in to starting tomorrow for that one. That field is fantastic.
151-day layoff between PGA Tour events for the one and only Tiger Woods. All right, we got a very interesting interview coming up, we believe. Amanda Clinton, former VP of Communications and current member of Cherokee Nation, is going to talk about the Native American logos, nicknames. Is it offensive? Is it slang? As Washington is apparently removing Redskins logo from its franchise, and It's interesting, the conversation that we had with Chris Lingbach yesterday from The Fan in D.C., Native American son of the Redskins logo designer, said it's not offensive and the change is quote-unquote hard. Yeah, the actual logo of the Redskins was designed by a Native American in 1971. So this is tough. We'll be back talking to Amanda Clinton after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.